Oh, my Lord, I do not see a form superior to your present form of eternal bliss and knowledge. In your impersonal Brahman refulgence in the spiritual sky, there is no occasional change and no deterioration of internal potency. I surrender unto you because, whereas I am proud of my material body and senses, your Lordship is the cause of the cosmic manifestation, and yet you are untouched by matter. So the first verse Srila Prabhupada quotes is Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati Yavan Yash Chasmi Tatpataha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can only be partially known only by the process of devotional service to the Lord. So without the mercy of the devotees or spiritual master or senior Vaishnavas, if we do not get some mercy, we cannot perform devotional service. That's number one, point number one. If we get some mercy, then, you know, we are on the path. At least we start from first gear, you know, in the car. You start with first gear, then move on to second, and then third, and fourth. And if you are lucky, you have a fifth gear. And nowadays, there is a sixth gear. I don't know how, but anyway. So, at least I'm on the first gear, so I'm still learning. And I want to go straight to the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam summary. So, last canto, not this third canto, second canto, there are four slokas where Lord Brahma actually asks the Lord, you know, different questions, and Krishna answers those questions. So I'm just going to summarize the four chatursloki of Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. So in 2.9.33, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, the term jnanam. Okay? And the same 2.9.33, Srila Jiva Goswami, he says in the Bhagavad Sandarbha, jnanam as well. Same. Okay? That's their interpretation of the 2.9.33, the first verse of the Chatursloki. The second verse, 2.9.34, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and also Jiva Goswami, they both say Vijnan. So that's the summary of the 34, the second verse. And both of them, 33 and 34, is called Sambandha relationship. Sambandha relationship. Okay? That's the first of the three relationship we have. We have Sambandha, and then we have abhideya, the process, and then prayojan. Prayojan is the goal. Our goal is when we chant in the morning all the 10 offenses. At the end, what do we say? We want to achieve Krishna prem. That is our goal. Yeah? So this is just the first stage. 33 and 34 tell us about the Sambandha relationship of the Lord. Then I'll skip a little bit. I'll go on to 35 first, not 36. 35 is called Prema Bhakti by Krishnadas Goswami. And Jiva Goswami says is Sa Rahasyam. Sa Rahasyam. Okay? And that is actually Prayojan, the goal of life, Krishna Prem. But 36, we say 2.9.36 is Sadhana Bhakti. Okay, and Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says sadhana bhakti. It's a process of learning. And Jiva Goswami says it's tad angam. Tad angam. And that 36 represents abhideya, the process of devotional service. Okay, so that's just a little summary here. And Chatursloki Bhagavatam, and the current verse we are reading actually is a meditation of Lord Brahma he is meditating on the cowherd form of Krishna. He is in Vrindavan. And the boyfriends, cowherd boyfriends of Krishna, they were doing picnic with Krishna. And Brahma thought, who is this little boy? And he wanted to teach Krishna a lesson. That's what his power, you know, he was very powerful, four-headed Brahma. I'm very intelligent, I'm this, I'm proud. So he said, who is this little boy? And then he decides to steal the cows first. Steal the cows first. So then all the cowherd boys were looking around and they couldn't find the cows, calves. Cows at that time, I think it's. And then Krishna knew all this pastime. So then Lord Brahma, he stole the cowherd boys and hid them somewhere in Brahmaloka. But after his moment and after 1 year of our time, Lord Brahma looked down and he said, oh, nothing's changed, it's the same. Because Lord Krishna manifested his prakash form, and he actually took Vishnu form in each and every cowherd boy, in each and every cow. Calf. So later on, you know, the mothers and the cows were very, very... Their loving power just increased, you know, it increased by a thousandfold. Because actually it was Krishna, not their own children or not the calves. But anyway, that story basically it just tells us that Lord Brahma, after he witnesses all this, he then wants to apologize to Krishna. And this is where we are. He is seeing Krishna in the form of the cowherd boys, cowherd boy, and he's saying these prayers. So both in this Chatursloki and in this pastime, Leela pastime, both of them are stated by Srila Prabhupada that Lord Brahma is not seeing the Vishnu form or this form or that form. He's actually seeing the cowherd form. Okay, so that's a very important point to note. Now, next. Arjun, can I? Yeah. If I put this, can you see it on the screen? Oh, no, you have to connect something? Yes. Can somebody connect or no? Oh, it's difficult. Okay, not to worry. Not to worry. Okay. So, first verse Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, is bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yas chasmi tatvatah tato mam tatvato jnatva visate tad anantaram. So there one can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter if it's going to be, oh, is easy? Okay. Yes. Some here. Thank you. So what do I do? Oh, okay. Okay. So if anyone, purport by Srila Prabhupada in that particular verse, if anyone wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what do I do? Sorry. Sorry, bear with us. Technical. I'm not technical minded. You can chant Hare Krishna while we are sorting this out. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very good. See, computer science or computer technology people, they are very good, very good. Thank you very much. Okay, so now everyone can read. If anyone wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has to take to pure devotional service under the guidance of a pure devotee. But in this particular case, Lord Brahma, he's on his own. He doesn't have a spiritual master as such. He's on his own. First of all, he tried to find out the cause and this and that. And then with his own power, he tried to understand what is going on. But he didn't succeed. So with your own power of intelligence, and Brahma had four heads, so he was very intelligent, he's the most intelligent, he could not fathom out what is the reason, what is the cause, who is the cause, how did he take birth, you know, etc. Anyway, in long and short, he then decides that I will just follow this order of tapa and let's see what happens. So he followed the instruction fully conscious, and then his mind was concentrating on Lord Krishna. So when you concentrate, you are actually performing devotional service on the Lord. If you're concentrating on the Lord, that is devotional service. And Arjuna also saw this. I go into the next one, I think. No, this one, Krishna reserves the right to show his form to anybody. So he says, Naam Prakasha Sarvasha. This is verse 725. So where he says, I am not, never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. But Krishna, our Lord Brahma, is the most intelligent. So he should reveal to him. So for them, I am covered by internal potency. See? And therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. But anyway, next one where... right, here we say. Arjun, in the universal form, you know, Krishna shows him the universal form in the middle of the battlefield. He's the only person to see this. Nobody else can see this form. But what does he see? Arjun said, my dear Lord, I see assembled in your body all the demigods or various other living entities. I see Brahma sitting on the lotus flower, as well as Lord Shiva and all the other sages and divine serpents. So Arjun also sees Brahma sitting on the lotus flower. So this is another verse we can read up sometime. And this is called 11:15, yeah, in the universe form. The other one I want to talk about at the moment is this one. Okay. Who knows this verse off by heart? A lot of people, yeah? Anya bilatya sunyam jnana kamari anavitam anukuliyala krishnayana shilanam bhaktir uttama. This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1:11. And in the Madhya Leela, it is C.C. Madhya 19:167. So here, Rupa Goswami says, when first class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires, knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy, and fruitive action. The devotees must constantly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. So this is a very important verse to remember and also follow. Because if you have material desires and fruitive activities, you know, jnanis, they are after knowledge, impersonal realization knowledge. Karmis are after fruitive activities. But bhaktas, they are not after either of them. They just want pure devotional service. So pure devotional service is carried out by the gopis of Vrindavan. So that's the highest level. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has actually come to deliver us and give us the highest level, the gopi brow, because although we are conditioned souls, the lowest of the conditioned souls, he's given us this opportunity to reach to the highest level, which is prema bhakti. So this helps us in our meditation. And here, why is Krishna so nicely favorable to Lord Brahma? This verse is quoted by His Holiness Kesava Maharaj so many times. It is Srimad Bhagavatam 9.4.68. Sadhava, you can all repeat. Sadhava Hridayam Mayam. Sadhunam Hridayam Tvam. Mad Anyate Na Jananti. Naham Tebhyo Manak Api. The pure devotee, you can repeat again, this is okay. The pure devotee,
is always
within the core of my heart. And I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me. And I do not know anyone else but them. So this is a wonderful verse to meditate on. Maharaj says so many times, and actually is proof of the pudding. You know, Krishna is in his heart all the time, and he's always with Krishna. And similarly, when I was allowed the opportunity to serve various other Maharajas, you see they are completely engrossed in Krishna consciousness. There is not 1 minute they are diverted or digressed. 24/7 they are in Krishna consciousness. This is Srila Prabhupada's mercy to them, and they are giving their mercy to us. So if we follow and concentrate on Sri Krishna, have a mind concentrate on Sri Krishna, then he will definitely show his mercy to us through parampara, through spiritual masters, through elevated devotees. But he ultimately gives the sanction. So we just have to surrender. And in 1866, Sarvadhammam Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja, we did not listen to that instruction properly. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very merciful, he comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he says, just chant Hare Krishna. So he's given us a simple process. We just follow that process and things will automatically fall in place. So that's the gist of it. So here, 7.7, what am I doing there? Hang on. Okay. So Jayadutta Swami Maharaj, you know, mentioned that Krishna, I'll read this verse, then we'll understand. Mataha paratam nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya mai sarvam idam proptam sutre mani gana iva. So sutre mani, gana iva. Now this is about pearls. Mani gana is pearls. Okay? Sutre is thread. You know, you have this in our, the curtain is opening shortly. So please look properly at the darshan and see how many necklaces Krishna is wearing, or, you know, Radharani and Sitaram, Lakshmana, and also Gornitai. See how the necklaces are made. Let's all have a quick darshan of Krishna. And I don't know whether you can particularly, you need a magnifying glass or a binocular to really check the pearls and, but they are all on a thread. That's the point. Okay? They're all on thread and different colors, different pearls, but they're all shining, and that's why Krishna looks beautiful. So, O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. So here Srila Prabhupada is saying common controversy over whether Supreme Personality is personal or impersonal. So he's emphasizing the personal aspect. This is the whole idea. Brahma now sees the personal aspect of Krishna, not the impersonal Brahmajyoti. He's actually seeing the personal aspect. This is why Srila Prabhupada mentioned that he's actually seeing the cowherd boy form of Krishna. He's in Vrindavan. His meditation is on Vrindavan. Okay? So let's understand that properly. It is said that the Absolute Truth is a person. And then there are quotes about Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Supreme Personality of Godhead is a Lord Krishna, who is primeval Lord, is reservoir of all pleasure, Govinda, an eternal form of complete bliss and knowledge. Okay? So that's he's the cause of all causes. And then I think the... Right. I know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all material conceptions of darkness. Before Lord Brahma saw Krishna, even, you know, Krishna was lying as Garbhodaksha Vishnu, it was total darkness. So now Krishna is revealing his form, so it's all light. The effulgence, Brahman effulgence, is all light. Impersonal realization. Still, it's effulgence, Brahman effulgence. Only he who knows him can transcend both bonds of birth and death. Anyway, that is that. I think this last verse was... Yeah. From these verses, one concludes that the Supreme Absolute Truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all-pervading by his multi-energies, both material and spiritual. Who knows the verse in Bhagavad Gita where he says he is the source of all material and spiritual? So that is verse number 10:8. So again, in the Bhagavad Gita, there are four chaturshloki. And that is 10:8, 10:9, 10:10, and 10:11. So we'll just repeat, Aham Sarvasva Prabhava Mata Sarvam Pravatate Iti Matva Bhajante Mam Buddha Bhava Samanvita. That's number 8. Number 9, Machida Mata Gata Prana Bodhanta Parasparam Kathiyanta Samam Nityam Tushyante Cha Ramante Cha. And number 10, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayantate. And number 11, Tesham evanu kampartham aham ajnana jamtamahan shyami atma bhavasto jnana dipena masvata. So there are two verses which we can relate now to our present verse. One is that Krishna gives the intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna gives the intelligence to Lord Brahma. Second, number 11, he actually is in the heart. And with the torchlight of knowledge, he destroys the darkness born of ignorance. Yes? So the darkness, Lord Brahma was in darkness. And Krishna gives the light so he can see. So this is very important verse, you know, that Krishna is actually giving the light to somebody who is in ignorance. So he's giving in knowledge to Lord Brahma. Okay, so we discuss pure devotional service, Anya Bilata Sujam. Brahma gave a personal endeavor. He was in trance, or he was meditation for 100 celestial, Divya Yugas, 100 demigods time, you know, Divya time. So that's a long, long time. And yes, I have the book in front of me. Keshav Maharaj, he mentions what is time. So time, here. Four yugas, yes? Everyone knows four yugas? Satya, Treta, Dwarpa, and Kali Yuga. Okay. So that four yugas is called one Divya Yuga. Okay? 71 Divya Yugas equals one Manvantara. 14 Manvantaras equals one day or night of Brahma. 14 Manvantaras is one day of Brahma. 100 years of Lord Brahma is 311 trillion years, human years, trillion human years. But 100 years also is one lifetime of Brahma. And one lifetime of Brahma is one nimesha, moment, 0.43 seconds of Mahavishnu. So we can see this is such an enormous time scale. But in the spiritual world, there is no time element. There is no time element in spiritual world. We have here, we get a body of a baby, and then we grow up, and then we dwindle, and then we die. And then a person like me, at 50, I got diagnosed as diabetic. So, this happens. But at 50, Guru Maharaj told me, do more service. So that's a good positive thing. Do more service. When you get old, you don't have to be saying, no, I'm retired. And like people are retired in the old life, in the material world. But in spiritual life, there is no old life. You just carry on, serve Krishna, serve Prabhupada. That's our mission. So I'm very happy that since that instruction when I was 50, I'm now 67. So for 17 years, fully engaged in Krishna consciousness. And fully serving, wherever I get the opportunity, just serving Srila Prabhupada. So our mind should be concentrated on the Lord. Brahma actually was in sign of self-surrender. He actually surrendered. And he was in samadhi. He was completely concentrating on the Lord's form. So from personal endeavor and speculation, he actually did devotional service, Krishna's devotional service. So then what happened? He acquired the required knowledge. He acquired the required knowledge. So that is a sure sign of devotional service. But he only acquired only partial knowledge. Nobody can know Krishna in full. Even in chapter 10, the opulence of the Absolute. In that there is a verse, I am but a spark of a splendor. Yeah, Sanskrit scholar here. So that is true. Just a spark of my splendor. He doesn't describe all the opulences. Okay? He actually saw Shyamasundara, as I mentioned, dressed in the of a coward boy. Only by the mercy of the Lord. Brahma is the greatest of all ascetics. That's it, I think. So, Sarga is creation by the Lord Himself. Lord Krishna does that. He provides the ingredients, etc. And then, secondary creation is done by Lord Brahma. And now, Lord Brahma is praying in this particular verse, give me instructions how to create. Yeah, he had this intuition in his mind that I have to do something. But what he has to do now, Krishna is going to help him. And Guru is going to help him. Yeah. So I'll stop there. It's 8:25. And anybody who has comments, questions, criticisms, please, it's your time.
Thank you for the very nice class, Prabhu. You mentioned pure devotional service, and when we hear that, me personally, I think of Harinam, Sankirtan. But then, outside of those kind of environments, in a working environment, can that still be considered pure devotional service? And if so, then what could you give some advice on how we can work towards that kind of
Yes, it's a very, very good question. Because in the temple or while you are here listening to Bhagavatam, you're concentrating on Krishna and hearing through your ears. Well, actually, if you hear properly, actually it's going in from your ears into the heart. So that is good hearing, good hearing. But once you leave the association of devotees, then it is more difficult. Correct. But the solution to the problem, which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Raghunath Das Goswami, because he just wanted to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, you have your parents at home. They are, you know, they were the wealthiest parents actually. And he was the only son. So his instruction was, you go home, look after your parents. But you look after them like anybody else. So externally you are their son, you see? Yes? But internally you increase your devotional service. So outside you may be working in supermarket or this or that, but while you are putting the, try and get the fresh fruit and veg section, but you know, if you get, you need to, you know, while you are putting the oranges on the shelf and whatever, think of Krishna, meditate, or chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Nobody needs to hear, nobody needs to know, but you are doing it with a Krishna conscious mind. Do you follow? So we can be practical. Whatever we're doing, we can be practical. You are acknowledging the comment, everyone? You think is a good example? Okay. So any other, does that answer your question? Okay. So, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami, he got this instruction. Outside look normal, inside keep meditating, stronger, get stronger. Preman, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Just continuing to that question. Now, pure devotional service is a state of consciousness, being free from the result, and not having any idea of speculation within the mind. So if you're working outside, you have to be completely free from being attached to the result, which means maybe giving some of the result to Krishna, if you want to be completely free from it. It's not just, I'm thinking of Krishna, I'm stuck in the shelves, and it's pure devotional service, but you have to actually make some conscious effort, maybe give something to Krishna, and then you slowly become free from the desire to want to enjoy the result of your work.
Correct. Like, I agree, totally. Yeah, so results should be given to Krishna, but we are living in the real world. Rupa Goswami actually says that 50% of your income should be given to Krishna. That's Rupa Goswami. Most religious societies in the world, they will expect at least 10%. But here we, in the manor and around the world, we have a life membership scheme. Srila Prabhupada introduced that in Bombay. That lets I would not like to say the term Indian people, because most of our temples are run or financed by people who are from the Vedic tradition. So, but Srila Prabhupada noticed that people here in India, they're not too keen in Sankirtan. They don't want to dance. Here we dance, you know, Saturday night you come to the city and we have a Harinam. And people who are enjoying their drinks, etc., they get off. Some of them get up And then they join the Harinam party. And they also dance and chant. So there is a bit of Agyata Sukriti just building up in their hearts. Yeah, they're getting the seed of devotional service. And then if they get a book as well, they can also progress further in devotional service. But as regard your question and point, people, if you keep all the money in yourself, then it is not called pure devotional service. You keep part of it and give some part, even £1, you put in a donation box or give to Krishna, yeah, then that is devotional service. But it's not pure devotional service. So pure devotional service is where I can give an example of a farmer who came to give Srila Prabhupada 100 mangoes. Or this is an example by Giriraj, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. He says, you have a case of mango. It can be yourself, yeah? You buy during May or June. You buy a whole case. And then you say to Krishna, I'll take 6 to the temple. 6 I'll keep myself because I want to enjoy also the mangoes, yeah? So that's 50%. You're giving 50% to Krishna, 50% you're keeping. Okay? But if you give the full box to Krishna, which a lot of people do during the season, they want to give the full box to Krishna. That is pure devotional service. You give them, and we offer it to Krishna, and then you come after Rajbhog, and now you have the great facility, especially here in this temple, that you get Mahaprasad. So after offering, that Mahaprasad will go to the Haveli, and then you will get some Prasad. So that is pure devotional service. You're giving the full box. You're not thinking about yourself. You're thinking about after Krishna has relished, then you'll get some Mahaprasad. So that is pure devotional service. Okay. Yeah. And the karmis, they just want to give 1 mango. Keep 11 mangoes. Do you follow? I'm going to keep 11 because I like mangoes. So they're going to get less. You see, the, in the Bhagavad Gita, there's ye yatha mam prapadanti. You know, as you give, as you surrender, he gives reciprocation. Any other comments, questions? One in the corner, please. Sham, please, or Brian.
I became a bit sad when you quoted that verse that said that Krishna knows only his pure devotees, no one else, because obviously I'm not pure devotee. So how can we understand that Krishna cares about everyone also?
Everyone in ISKCON is a pure devotee, according to Srila Prabhupada. Because you're chanting his holy names. One who chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a pure devotee. You are all pure devotees. But you don't know yet which rasa you are actually going to play in Golok Vrindavan. That will come in mature stage. There are 5 relationships with Krishna. And as we grow in Krishna consciousness, we come to know what we have to do. Yes? So don't think you are not a pure devotee. You are all pure devotees. You're chanting. Okay.
Aspiring to become a pure devotee.
Okay. So Maharaj said, my Guru Maharaj said very well, apart from you, that's me, yeah, apart from me, everyone is a pure devotee. This is how you should think. Okay. So we should think we are not pure devotees.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
But we should think that everyone else is a pure devotee. Does it make sense?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, so don't get puffed up.
It makes
especially
sense, yes, but it's not practiced.
Yes, it is difficult. Yeah. Last Saturday night, I was doing some worship inside the altar, and Saturday night was full of brahmacharis and Sankirtan devotees. And they were chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in such a spirit, which I never saw, you know, for a long time, because normally on a Saturday evening, there is about 5, maximum 10 people in the room, temple room. But that day, the temple room was full. But why was that vibration so wonderful? Because the purity of the Sankirtan devotees. It was fantastic atmosphere.
So it was a pure devotee that created that atmosphere, isn't it? The one that was experienced and at a different level.
Yeah. We see in our daily life, if Maharaj comes and he gives a class and I give a class, there's a world of difference. They are pure devotees. We are still, or I am still, at the beginning stage. Yes? It's a world of difference.
So Prabhu, one thing I want to just clarify.
Keep the mic near.
One thing I would like to clarify. When we are in this atmosphere, we're listening to Katan, you know, in this community, it's so beautiful, and we develop a peace of mind, and we go back in the material world, and it's so destructive and disturbing. Here we are allowed to address, you know, correct people. We got given permission, but out there, should we correct people? Because you know, you're told just nurture your soul and your inside and you will flourish outside. But it doesn't always work that way. It's very disturbing, and hence, you know, people want to give up work or take lower grade of professional level. It's really, really dog eat dog, really. It's like that, to put it crudely.
So what is your question?
My question is, do we address disturbing, destructive behavior?
Okay.
When you have got a position to do it. And sometimes no position, but you are in that, you know, association.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you know, jare dekho, tare dekho, Krishna upadesh. So whoever you meet, doesn't matter who or what the problems are, just tell them about Krishna. You know, if you have a Bhagavad Gita book or Chant and Be Happy book, just give it to them, you know, look at this book, try and read it. It will solve all your problems. I think that's the best Prabhupada's solutions to problems.
I agree. I actually train staff in mental health. I train staff in NHS mental health. And I try to deliver some good messages, spiritual Krishna conscious messages. I do not call Krishna's name, because in that level of that community, the first thing they'll say, you're preaching to me, and
yes,
and then I'll get pulled up for it. So I try, but
yes, it is complicated. Life out there is not easy. Not easy, but be practical in whatever you're doing. Maybe to the mentally ill people in the whole world, we can help by giving some prasadam. They will not understand the philosophy, but give them some prasadam. Cookies, everyone likes. Make some cookies at home, distribute.
They didn't accept that either. It's infection control.
Yes.
Health and safety, infection control, get flagged in your face.
It's like, okay. Yeah. Sorry. Or get one from here, a packet from here, because it's packed and it's labeled and it's got health and safety cautions. So buy one here, unsealed, you know, sealed packet, and then you give. Then I don't think you'll have issue. It's a good proposition.
Good proposition, but it's not accepted. It's the mental framework in that setup.
So, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anandakoti Vaishnavrinda ki jai.